And foreign pensions, is it still a bit nuanced in terms of working for the public sector versus private sector and whether it's a lump sum and so on?
No, it's it is exempt. If it comes from foreign sources, it's exempt.
All right, so let's be clear. So if someone has a pension that was accrued due to working with the private sector in the U.S., and they moved to Portugal under 2.0, that pension is 10%?
It's 10%, yes.
Right, okay.
Because under the original NHR, private sector could have been taxed.
Well, let's go by step by step. Initially, pension income was exempt if it was not derived from Portugal or for work rendered in Portugal, so it was not sourced in Portugal. Thing is, when you look at tax treaties, there are two ways to allocate the taxing powers in pension. If it is a pension from past private employments, there are exclusive taxing powers at residence. Mm-hmm. Residence was Portugal, and Portugal was not taxing. That was leading to a double non-taxation. If it was from public service, then because the source country would tax, Portugal would still exempt, but there would be a first level of taxation. So the benefit was not as great as it was in pension from past private employments.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it was. Then it switched to 10%.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, we still have the same issue. If the source country will tax, even if there is a credit in Portugal, there will be a first level of taxation at source. So it still works better with an effective tax rate of 10%. It is from past private employment. The issues then with pension is, it's not easy to understand if they're coming from the private sector of public or public sector.
Right.
And under Portuguese law, there are different rules that will, for instance, if it is a lump sum or not, that would qualify as pension income or, for instance, as investment income. In some cases, when you have a lump sum, but is your standard pension, you can still qualify it as a pension. But if it is not, if it is like from an investment product and you get a lump sum, if you qualify as an investment income vis-a-vis qualifying as a pension if it is paid periodically. So the qualification of pension income in Portugal, you know, broadly speaking, will depend on who is paying. If it is a pension scheme, private or public, if it is paid one shot or not. And also, if it was taxed as employment income at the outset, for instance, you have like a matching grant. Your employer just pays for a pension scheme. That may be effectively taxed at that moment as employment income if you have an acquired right, meaning that if you leave the company, you still have the right to that pension.
Yeah.
In other cases, it's not taxable because you don't have that acquired right. If you leave the company, you lose that. Taxation then will depend a little bit on that as well. So the taxation of pensions is very nuanced. From that standpoint, it will still be because the rules haven't changed. But if it is pension income, the rule hasn't changed. So it's not exempt. The rules haven't changed in the perspective.
Right, so it's still going to be 10%. But before, there was a risk of it being taxed as securities income under certain circumstances. But that has been removed since the legislation in 2.0 is clearer on securities income, correct?
There are difficulties in interpreting the law and applying because of the facts.
Yes.
I think that those issues will still subside under 2.0.
Okay, all right, gotcha.